"Never heard you talk like this before, Frederick," said Nobby. "It's Sergeant Cole unto you, Nobby. Sorry, Sergeant." The fog itself was shaping up to be a real Ankh-Morpork autumn gumbo. Like a pea souper, only much thicker, fishier, and with things in it you'd probably rather not know about. Vimes squinted through it as the droplets buckled down to a good day's work, soaking him to the skin. "I could just make him out," he said. "Turn left here." "Any ideas where we are?" said Lady Ramkin. "Business district somewhere," said Vimes shortly. Errol's progress was slowing a bit. He kept looking up and whining. "Can't see a damn thing above us in this fog," he said. "I wonder if..." The fog, as if in acknowledgement, lit up. Ahead of them, it blossomed like a chrysanthemum and made a noise like whoomp. "Oh, no," moaned Vimes. "Not again." "Are the cups of integrity well and truly suffused?" intoned Brother Watchtower.
"Aye, suffused full well."
"The waters of the world, are they abjured?"
"Yea, abjured full mightily."
"Have the demons of infinity been bound with many chains?"
"Damn," said Brother Plasterer, "there's always something."
Brother Watchtower sagged. "Just once it would be nice if we could get the ancient and timeless rituals right, wouldn't it? You'd better get on with it."
"Wouldn't it be quicker, Brother Watchtower, if I just did it twice next time?" said Brother Plasterer.
Brother Watchtower gave this some grudging consideration. It seemed reasonable. "All right," he said. "Now get back down there with the others, and you should call me Acting Supreme Grand Master, understand?" This did not meet with what he considered to be a proper and dignified reception among the brethren. "No one said anything to us about you being Acting Supreme Grand Master," muttered Brother Doorkeeper. "Well, that's all you know, because I bloody well am, because Supreme Grand Master asked me to open the lodge on account of him being delayed with all this coronation work," said Brother Watchtower haughtily. "If that doesn't make me Acting Supreme Grand Bloody Master, I'd like to know what does, all right?" "I don't see why," muttered Brother Doorkeeper. "You don't have to have a grand title like that. You could just be called something like, Rituals Monitor."
"Yeah," said Brother Plasterer. "Don't see why you should give yourself airs. You ain't even been taught the ancient and mystic mysteries by monks or anything."
"We've been hanging around for hours, too," said Brother Doorkeeper. "That's not right. I thought we'd get rewarded." Brother Watchtower realised that he was losing control. He tried wheedling diplomacy.